the historic K-Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas. The On the Air light is lit and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
And welcome, America, west of the Rockies, to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada, and south to our friends in Mexico. Thank you for spending part of your fine July 25th Saturday evening with me here on the John Brislin Show. A lot of stuff to talk about today and experiences that I went through this week and how they relate to what's happening in politics. And I am continually amazed at the fact that what's happening in politics is, for the most part, being dictated, at least in popular viewing of politics, it is being dictated by the Trumpster. Donald Trump, of all people, is still leading in the polls, I guess. And here's the thing. We love a circus. We absolutely love a circus. And for instance, there is a deep down emotional pull toward the drama, toward the car wreck on the freeway that we want to see, that it is just so deep down that we will go to great lengths to be part of it, to view it, to witness it. And in fact, it reminds me that a few days ago, there was a fire in Cajon Pass. And I'm sure you've heard of it on the news. If you haven't, briefly, Cajon Pass is I-15 going from Las Vegas down to Los Angeles. And there is a very steep decline or incline, a very steep hill, depending on which way you go. And, well, it has its share of problems, usually fog and some sort of weather. But in this case, fire. And the fire was causing the vehicles to stop. People had to get out of their vehicles. Some of the vehicles were catching on fire themselves, and so on and so forth. A lot of chaos. Well, we as American people, to use the general term, we as one and all as one group of Americans, we wanted so desperately to record it and broadcast it out on our Facebook and YouTube and whatever the hell else, that we have actually used, I don't even know how these were so handy, but we used personal drones. And I'm going to stop saying we, because I'm not including myself and producer Denise Marmeyer, the face on the other side of the glass. I'm not going to include us in this kind of nonsense. This was a specific group of idiots that were down there on the road that took these drones, which when you think of drones in this particular case, think of remote control helicopters, essentially, with cameras hanging from their bellies. Well, they flew these remote controlled helicopters, these drones, over all of the fire and the cars burning and the catastrophe down underneath. And it sounds relatively innocent, right? Well, their desire, some Americans' desire to hunt down that crazy circus car wreck, train wreck sort of thing to view, in their desire to hunt that down, they put their drones up there, and the drones themselves, the presence of the drones impeded the ability for the emergency aircraft to come in and rescue, to put the fire out, to rescue people, to rescue property. And essentially, threatened human lives. So we, as Americans, there is a segment of the population out there in America that wants so badly to see situations at their worst, catastrophes, chaos, circus tent shenanigans, that they will actually get in the way of emergency rescue personnel and aircraft on the way to save lives. Let me say that again. There are people out there that want to watch the car wreck and the circus and the chaos so badly that they will stand in the way of emergency personnel on the way to save lives in that car wreck.
Were these people fined, or are they going to be fined at all?
The research is was that on the air?
Yeah.
The investigation is ongoing. They are trying to track down who this was, but at the moment, I have not seen any reports of arrests and obviously not convictions this quickly.
Yeah.
But they are looking for them, and it is at least slowing down the presence of the YouTube videos and Facebook, because people are scared now to put that on their YouTube and Facebook because then they can be tracked. So my point is, and that's a good point, Denise. It's my point is that Americans are very let's just say people. People are very committed to their observance of the circus. They like a good circus. And how do we know that other than Cajon Pass right now? We know that because Donald Trump, the billionaire buffoon, is actually doing well in the presidential polls. I want to preface that by saying, let's remember that the real race has not begun. Right now, he is shadow boxing. He looks cool dancing around a ring, punching at his shadow. But there's no Muhammad Ali in the ring punching back. When he starts taking hits, we'll see a different Donald Trump. Let's go to the phone lines. And Amelia, Amelia, you are on with John.
Hey, John, that freeway fire on the 15 in the Cajon Pass.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry that no one has trumped up a... Oh, look, whoops, I used that word. Trumped up a conspiracy story, because I just want to start the rumor. Hey, how did that fire start? Very suspicious. Why should a car hauler catch on fire in the middle of the 15 freeway on a Friday afternoon? And how come he's not getting caught or in trouble for starting this mess? That's one thing I want to say.
Okay.
Just to stir things up, because why not? You know, people get captured and blamed for all kinds of things. To me, that was a real intentional mess. And yeah, the drone people. So then a week later, one of the stores in the valley, a drone store, gets burglarized. And all their fancy drones are gone. And their little fancy camera just shows another picture of the back of somebody's head. So I guess we really can't track this down. And as far as Trump goes, I'll tell you, it's going to take a celebrity, perhaps. Not that he's the one. But do you know how many Americans would just vote for, like, Tom Cruise or something if he really wanted to run? But who wants that job? Nobody wants the job.
Well, I think we've learned that lesson. I mean, Amelia, you're from California, and you had Arnold Schwarzenegger. He ran, and I think we can all agree on the fact that he was elected based on his celebrity. He had no governing prowess. He was simply elected based on celebrity.
Correct.
And he did nothing significant.
Roseanne Barr, when she was running for president, have gotten more equal time. So I'm going to let you go, but I want to tell the World Citizen last week when he said there are no heroes, I so agreed with him. I searched my mind and could only find mythological fairy tale stories. No real heroes. Not really. Nobody's really initiated or succeeded in solving anything or making any. So,
well, I'm not following you, Amelia. Last week we were talking about John McCain and whether or not he was a hero and the comments that Donald Trump made. Are you saying that there are no real heroes?
Oh, I like what World Citizen said. I know he's listening. He said there are no heroes but dead ones. That was at the end of the show, and I agree with him. I couldn't think of anybody who's a real standing hero right now.
Well,
whatever.
Well, you totally lose me there. I don't agree with that in any way. But be safe down there in High Desert. Yes, there. In my opinion, I mean, I respect your opinion, Amelia, but there are real heroes, and you don't need to die in order to prove your bravery. There are plenty of people out there that have risked, have done things at great risk and for at great personal risk to help others. And I'll get to more of that, as a matter of fact, a little bit later in the show. But I want to mention a couple things that I have just concluded. I have just finished a roughly 42 hour course, I suppose, a training course of sorts, in the area of bullying, anti-bullying, and interpersonal relationships, how people deal with each other, and also as far as discrimination and race relations and all of those things that I have talked about so many times here on this show. And I'll tell you, there were a couple high points that I want to mention, and then I'm going to dig a little bit deeper as we go further on in the show and describe exactly why Donald Trump would benefit from being my first student in the courses that I plan on teaching. In this particular area, at least in part. There were high points in that we brought there was a group of about 25 people of intentionally varying backgrounds. And we came into one place, into one room, and although at first, you know, I was clearly the token white male Republican. There were some white females there and every other mix that you could think of. And I have said for a long time on this show that if you live in the middle and you govern in the middle, then you are truly a great American. That's what it is. That's what America was built on. That's what we're supposed to be. And that is something that for the most part, we are not showing in the significant way that we should. And Donald Trump is the ringleader, the clown master that is leading that particular charge, that is leading the charge that is polarizing America. Well, Donald Trump was not in this room with me for the 42 hours that I spent. And the people that were in the room were, in fact, what I will call great Americans. They were people that were willing to, after a little bit of getting to know each other, we did not just jump straight into this, but after spending some time there, I even went from the hippy-dippy lib-lab view of what this group was, and we're going to get into this kumbaya session and share our innermost feelings. That's not what it was. We were talking about things like finding a common ground. What have I said on this show? That I can believe something and you can believe something that doesn't make me right and you wrong. We were talking about, well, I'll get into what we were talking about in a few minutes, but let me just say right now, the emotional part for me. I did not see this emotional part coming from this week that I spent. And the emotional part was that I found a place that I was able to share what I am thinking without fear of someone slapping me back figuratively and making me feel stupid. Now I'll stop there because I'm going to explain more of that after we come back from the break. But that is my ideal for this show. It always has been my ideal for this show, but I don't mean that it's got to be all about minorities and minority representation and all of that. No. What I'm saying is that this country is supposed to be a melting pot. We're supposed to be able to share our ideas with each other and not fear having our heads taken off. And we're supposed to be able to listen to other people who have other ideas and not fear that they're going to take us apart. They're going to hurt us somehow. These are simple ideas. These are broad ideas. And that is possibly why I am so utterly offended that someone like Donald Trump is trying to completely tear that apart because he can turn America, our political system, and our search for a great person for the presidency into a reality TV show. It disgusts me. Stay right where you are, you. More on the John Breslin Show after this.
John Breslin, making caffeine addiction look good.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Going on vacation, visiting a theme park, then let independent guides make your experience unforgettable. Learn how to skip the lines, save hundreds on tickets, food, and accommodations, and get insider tips from ex-theme park employees with our high-quality guidebooks available in print and digital formats on Amazon and other leading retailers. Make your next vacation unforgettable with Independent Guides. Visit independentguidebooks.com. That's independentguidebooks.com today.
Donald Trump read, he read Senator Lindsey Graham's cell phone number aloud on live TV. It's the craziest thing Trump has done since whatever he did right before that.
Yeah, Graham knew something was up when he saw he had more than one missed call. He's like, what? Five missed calls? My birthday or something?
For nothing. There's no reason to think this is the ceiling, the phone number live on TV, like a thing an ex would do just like to bump, like after a bad breakup. He did that today, and like a week from now, we'll look back at that as a more genteel time in politics. Like, I remember the politics where you would just read one another's phone numbers on television.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Did you know? The Savings Mart is your one-stop shop for brand names on just about everything. They carry many quality brand name products for seriously discounted prices. One of such great brands is Medca brand, which you may know by now because of the high quality of their products and by how much variety they have to offer. Well, Medca has an extensive range of products from health to household toys, or health to household to toys. If you have a use for it, they make it. The Savings Mart. Savings Mart is a one-stop shop for hearing amplifiers. That's the Savings Mart on Amazon.com. And also, checkusin.com. Checkusin.com is used by the Hollywood stars, and now you can compare local or international hotel deals or flights from thousands of booking sites and find more than 5 million deals with just one click. That's checkusin.com. They do all the work for you in seconds, and on the average, they save users around $500 to $600 for a week stay in hotels. If you book through the wrong website, you will pay more. Do what Lady Gaga and Beyonce do and checkusin.com. All spelled one word. Checkusin.com. And a window for peace opened when the Berlin Wall fell and Russia divided themselves. They must have heard that it was named in the book of Daniel at the end of days, and that the prophecy ordered America have no more war. Instead of following the trend, the U.S. fought Iraq twice. Now Michael is proposing politics that offer hope again. Learn more at getand.com. Getand.com. That's two words in one. GETAND.com. And It's here, and just like the scorching days of summer, it's hot. The new book from author David J. Levine, Watercolors in the Rain. That's Watercolors in the Rain, has taken summer beach reading by storm. The reviews are in, and rain is in your forecast. Watercolors in the Rain, get it now on Amazon and experience the suspense, live the adventure, and read one of the best books of this summer. Get it now. That is Watercolors in the Rain.
All the people are trying to find your business on Google. The question is, can they? At SaltRank, we work to get your website on the top of Google so that new customers come to you. Stop searching for customers. They're already looking for you. Learn more about our service at www.saltrank.com or call us today at 844-255-RANK. That's 844-255-RANK.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Welcome back to the John Breslin Show. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Now, I don't want to keep on going back to Donald Trump, but he seems to layer himself across many subjects, which then he makes it very easy to go back to him, which may be by design. But I find that if you want to take a picture of probably probably small-minded people in a big-minded package, then it's Donald Trump. He embodies the short-sighted view of what our world is. His comments that Mexicans are rapists. His comments that, well, he only likes winners. He clearly, he did not realize how insulting he was being to anyone who has served in the military and anyone who, well, he thinks that somehow Americans are just enamored with his brand of BS. And, you know, it bothers me that we actually are enough that he is doing well in the polls. Now, Denise, do we have that clip of Donald Trump? Now, this is one of Donald Trump's latest comments. Go ahead with clip two.
Getting along with people is very important to success.
So give me a proposal, we'll study. You know, he's my friend, right?
If you're not going to get along with people, you may be successful, but it's going to be a lot harder.
Right, that's what it's all about. Is that right?
Okay, getting along with people. Does it sound like he wants to get along with people? Does he sound like he... Okay, when he says get along with people, the devil is in the details. This is... He wants to get along with the people who want to get along with him. If you ever watch that television show that he has that's called The Apprentice, he always sits in this boardroom that is clearly meant to make him look cool. And he fires someone. Oh, you're fired. Okay, ha, ha, ha. Isn't that funny? Somebody's fired, and oh, that's the dramatic buildup, right? And then you've probably already seen this, but if you ever should watch the show, you will see that he'll have his daughter and son on his left and right, or somebody sitting on his left and right that are he's supposedly his advisors, right? Well, after he fires somebody, then of course the camera pans over to them, and they always, I have not seen one exception in the times I watch it from time to time, I admit, and they always say something along the lines of this: oh, you had to do it. It was a tough call. It was a tough decision, but you had to do it. Oh, you just had to do it. You had to do it. And no, you didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do those things, and he didn't have to say the things that he's saying right now. And there are people out there that agree with that kind of short-sighted mentality that I'm right and you're wrong. And it truly is a sad state of affairs in America that that is something that we seem to be so attracted to. Let's run the other clip and see some of the other things that Donald Trump has said.
A good leader has to be able to recognize the strengths and weaknesses of employees.
You really have to watch the people that you're doing business with, because there have been some absolutely horrific stories.
The leader has to be able to see who is really strong where. And if they don't do it, it's not going to work out very well for that leader or for that company.
So get the best people and watch them.
Okay. These are all fortune cookie wisdom things that sound really good when he's got a little band behind him and he's playing all this trumped up music. Oh, did I just use that phrase too? Well, folks, I'm going to stop here because I want to get into what exactly this last week's experience has been for me. But we'll do that after a quick break. And in fact, let's just cut to the break right now. That was an interesting clip from Trump. And now we'll just go to the break. This is the John Breslin Show. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Stay right where you are, you.
Your money anywhere, anytime or place. Your financial world is just a touch away. It's banking where you are, anytime, night or day. One Nevada makes it easy, fast, wherever you're going. So you can check your cash 24/7. Because we're here for you, just like we've always been. One Nevada.
Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Your news, traffic, and weather from AM 720 KDWN is now available on iHeartRadio.
Download the free iHeartRadio app from your app store to hear KDON on your smartphone or tablet.
Join Jorge Gonzalez with the Opening Line Radio Show every Saturday afternoon at 5 to get in-depth analysis and free selections for the upcoming sports week. Vegas Wise Sports on AM 720 KDWN.
The two wonderful African-American fellows were there, and I walked in. I was standing behind them, and one said to the other one, "I don't know, but I believe what I'm seeing, but I think that's Governor Kasich standing behind me." And they said, "You better run."
So when the fellows told you, "You better run," you assumed they meant you better run for president. Okay. I'm just saying, might have been a 50-50 chance. They were telling you to get the hell out of Wendy's. I'm just saying. But good for you for having a frosty half-full attitude in race relations, right?
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
What if I could show you a way to feel better, have more energy, and lose weight, then offered you a one-week risk-free trial? Visit becomemybest.com to find out more. All you have to do is register on the website and let their professional weight loss experts work with you. It's a proven, all-natural, scientific system that can really change your life. Why wait? Visit becomemybest.com today and be on your way to a brand new you. That's becomemybest.com. It's the number one way to lose weight, get healthy, and feel great. Are you looking for some amazing memorabilia? Look no further than memorabiliacenter.com. They have everyone's favorite sports items, along with some amazing rock and roll and historical items, all at incredible prices. That's memorabiliacenter.com. Whatever you're looking for, chances are they have it. Get authentic vintage autographed memorabilia from the web's most trusted place. Why shop anyplace else? Visit memorabiliacenter.com today and get that perfect piece to add to your collection. That's memorabiliacenter.com, the premium destination for vintage collectibles.
The Savings Mart is your one-stop shop for brand names on just about everything. They carry many quality brand name products for seriously discounted prices. One such great brand is Medca brand, which you may know by now because of the high quality of their products and by how much variety they offer. Medca has an extensive range of products from health to household to toys. If you have a use for it, they make it. The Savings Mart is also a one-stop shop for hearing amplifiers. And that's on Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.com, The Savings Mart. And also, checkusin.com. That's checkusin.com. Now, that's a website that's used by the Hollywood stars, and now you can compare local or international hotel deals or flights from thousands of booking sites and find more than 5 million deals with just one click. Checkusin.com does all the paperwork for you in seconds, and on average, they say that they can save users $500 to $600 for a week's stay in hotels. That's a pretty good savings. If you book through the wrong website, you might pay more. Do what Lady Gaga and Beyonce do, according to checkusin.com, and go to checkusin.com. Checkusin.com.
A will.
An estate plan.
Your future.
Are you prepared?
Call 1-800-GOOD-ADVICE.
You've been thinking about it, so let's get started.
It's a free phone call and a free initial consultation.
Call 1-800-GOOD-ADVICE.
Your assets.
Your business.
Your family.
Your future.
Call 1-800-GOOD-ADVICE. Twice.
We are the law firm of Grant Morris Dodds.
Trust, probate, and guardianship attorneys.
Call 1-800-466-3238.
Call 1-800-GOOD-ADVICE.
Business owners, did you know that summer is a great time to hire the best people? With your competitors on vacation, there's less competition for quality candidates. But posting your job in one place isn't enough to find them. And when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to 100-plus job sites with a single click. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Plus, be instantly matched to candidates from over 4 million resumes. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate this summer before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Who's running? Shamara Little Well, who's that running? Shamara Little Well, who's that running? Shamara Little Well, wrote the book of the seven sins.
And welcome back to the John Breslin Show. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Now, I was lucky enough, I am headed down the path, I guess one of the many paths that I head down. It seems like I don't seem to have that single road. It's more of a half a dozen to a dozen different paths all in one big road, like lanes on an LA freeway, I guess. Well, such is my life, and one of the lanes lately is a path toward doing a type of teaching to teach children, young people, corporations, teachers, and the like, the importance of bullying and anti-bullying and understanding how people can relate to each other in ways that are not violent and don't cause fights when certain touchy subjects come up, like race relations or I don't know what exactly you call gay relations. Well, that didn't come out right. I meant, oftentimes, I guess maybe discrimination and the treatment of minorities and such. Well, in this class, there are a couple things that I wanted to mention to you that you would find as interesting as I would, I think. And one is that imagine a very large room with about 25 people from varying backgrounds sitting around. And we were all talking about some very important subjects. And one common theme kept coming back, that there was a white privilege. White privilege. And the terms, we went into, well, it's, I believe that it's very important to use proper words. I think on the radio, when you're talking with people, even when you're talking with your children or family, whenever you're speaking, we forget that words have a meaning. And we should really be very cautious of the words that we choose. We're not always, but we should. Well, the words that were chosen in this class to try to get a better feel for how others can be hurt and insulted and offended and, shamed, really. And, you know, by this I mean really children, how children can be hurt and shamed. And when I say offended, I mean really truly offended. I'm talking about a 10-year-old who is told that she's so fat that nobody wants to talk with her, or that she's the wrong color to play a particular game. Those are all truly hurtful things, and none of us like to see children getting hurt. So the opportunity for me to learn more about how to keep children from being hurt by each other was a very attractive thing, and I dove right in. But I saw, no, let me change that. I learned how to use my words more carefully. So I dove right in. That was something that was very appealing to me, and I wanted to be part of it. Not but. And one of the things that I saw was that we always seem to swing back around to the idea of white privilege. Everything seemed to be centered on the fact of, as the words were used, even in an environment like what I just described, in a training environment on diversity of sorts, on bullying, the words came back as people of color. Now, I was the one white male Republican in the room. Republican wasn't a key thing, but white. Let's just leave it a white male. And I noticed that I started to feel very guilty, very attacked, very much under the microscope. I shouldn't say attacked because that's not accurate, but I felt like every single thing that was being talked about in this anti-bullying course was talking about how people of color are at a disadvantage because of the privileged. And I eventually started to feel that privilege was code word for white guys. So if you're a white guy, then number one, everyone else is against you because their people of color encompasses everyone who is non-white. Now think about that for a second. It's by taking any kind of minority, anyone, if you're Hispanic, it's not simply the same thing as saying you're a proud Hispanic. It's saying you're anti-white. So the language that we use in environments is, even in the environments to try to combat racism and combat bullying from our children in our schools, even that language has imperfections. The thing is, though, the imperfection is typically anti-white. Now, I have no problem with taking away the privilege that's out there and the old boys club, and there are establishments out there that favor people because of their skin color. Okay, that should go away. But in the seven different ways, or I don't know, I'm picking a number, in the seven different ways that we can do something to take away that institutional advantage that white people have, don't make three of those ways racist in themselves. Does that make sense? Do you see what I'm saying there? If you are, if no, I'm sorry, let me rephrase. If a person is a part of a minority group and is spending a portion of their energy and a portion of their lives in an endeavor to whittle away at this power structure that is the white power structure, the right institutional power structure, if they're trying to do that, as we all should, why make racist techniques part of the process? As an example, the N-word. Why is it that blacks can use it and I can't? When the very point is that they don't want to feel less, that blacks don't want to feel lesser. Why make me feel lesser by saying you've got a privilege that I don't? It's a small point that's just a good illustration. There are others, and we're going to get into others and talk about how we should fight for equality for all. Not equality for me. Our children are counting on it. This is the John Breslin Show. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Stay right where you are, you.
John Breslin. Polite conversation avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Attention business owners, I want to tell you about a great business network, ElegantThings.com. That's E-L-Y-G-A-N-T Things.com. Elegant Things was created for all business owners, marketers, webmasters, and others to have a place where you can shine. Some of the incredible benefits of joining ElegantThings.com are having your personal page and website submitted to all available global search engines. Here you can share and learn informative topics on business. You will have access to other business owners to purchase products for personal or for bulk buying. You can write reviews about products and services of companies around the world. There are free tools to increase traffic to your site. Also, there are ad spaces for sale at very affordable prices. Sign up today at ElegantThings.com. E-L-Y-G-A-N-T Things.com. ElegantThings.com.
In a new interview, Lindsey Graham criticized Donald Trump's recent actions, and I think you can tell he's getting mad. Oh, watch this.
Tedder, you seem angry.
I am really pissed because John... Oh, come on.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I'm just mad right now. You can call me Apple Pie because he's about to get a piece of me, you know? That's how mad I am. I'm just so upset right now. I'm about to turn into the Hulk. My shorts get all ripped off. I'd be walking around, my shorts ripped off, mad like the Hulk. That guy just buttered my biscuits just now.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Part of
CheckUsIn.com. CheckUsIn.com is used by the Hollywood stars, and now you can compare local or international hotel deals or flights from thousands of booking sites and find more than 5 million deals with just one click. CheckUsIn.com does all the work for you in seconds, and on average, they say they can save users $500 to $600 for a week's stay at hotels. That is a significant savings. If you book through the wrong website, you may pay more. So be careful and make sure to go to checkusin.com. And the Savings Mart is your one-stop shop for brand names on just about everything. They carry many quality name products for seriously discounted prices. One such great brand is the Medca brand, which you may know by now because of the high quality of their products and by how much variety they have to offer. Medca has an extensive range of products from health to household to toys, and if you have a use for it, they make it. The Savings Mart is also a one-stop shop for hearing amplifiers. And you can go to Amazon.com for The Savings Mart.
God, a simple book about who you really are and how to be truly happy. Who are you really? What is your relationship to the universe? Is there a secret to achieving happiness? You will find answers to these questions here. Surprisingly, those answers are common to, but hidden within, numerous wisdom traditions. This book is about uncovering these universal truths and understanding the fundamental nature of reality. Belief in God is not necessary to benefit from this book. You must, however, believe in yourself and approach with an open mind. If so, your understanding of who you are and your place in this world will explode. Your own common sense, logic, and intuitive understanding will reveal your true nature and point you directly on your path to happiness and success. Visit www.partofgod.com for your copy. That's www.partofgod.com. Part of God, a simple book about who you really are and how to be truly happy. Who are you really? What is your relationship to the universe? Is there a secret to achieving happiness? You will find answers to these questions here. Surprisingly, those answers are common to, but hidden within, numerous wisdom traditions. This book is about uncovering these universal truths and understanding the fundamental nature of reality. Belief in God is not necessary to benefit from this book. You must, however, believe in yourself and approach with an open mind. If so, your understanding of who you are and your place in this world will explode. Your own common sense, logic, and intuitive understanding will reveal your true nature and point you directly on your path to happiness and success. Visit www.partofgod.com for your copy. That's www.partofgod.com.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
More live local talk than any station in Las Vegas. News Talk 720 KDWN, where locals come to talk.
Everyone's a little bit racist sometimes. Doesn't mean we go around committing hate crimes. Look around and you will find no one's really colorblind. Maybe it's a fact we all should face. Everyone makes judgments based on race. No, no.
This is welcome back to the John Brislin Show. And that is the kind of comment, that is the kind of feeling, the emotion I needed right about now. Thank you very much. That is the idea, the brainchild of Denise Marmeyer, the lady on the other side of the glass. And that is from Denise from where? That's from
Avenue Q. Broadway show. Avenue Q.
From Avenue Q on Broadway. So, that's fantastic. You know, I can't even follow that. Let's go straight to the phone lines and start with World Citizen. World Citizen in San Francisco Bay Area, you are on with John.
Well, thank you, John. How are you doing tonight?
Fantastic, good sir. What's the good word?
Well, the other day I heard all the Hispanics in Nevada are voting for Donald Trump.
Well, I've heard rumors of that, too. I don't know how we could possibly confirm anything like that, but there are rumors, I suppose.
Well, the other candidates obviously don't believe it because they're not responding to it or to Donald Trump in any way. And as long as he's leading in the polls, I think I'm going to listen to this guy and Hillary Clinton.
Well, it's an interesting thought, but remember, let's keep our political strategy hats on and remember that if you are going to, pardon me, be the strategist for someone, anyone really, you're going to tell them that if you are running against somebody who you know you can beat, who the polls say you can beat and is not a real threat, don't get in their way. Don't get in. Don't mix it up with them. Just stay away from them. There's nothing that a person who is the better candidate can gain. And this, I'm telling you,
You don't think they should respond then, huh?
No, I absolutely do not.
They're all up against the ropes.
If I were advising any candidate in the field right now that's a Republican, I would advise them do not engage Donald Trump right now. What he's going to do is get all kinds of reality TV points. I mean, as in he's going to get the popularity because of the fact that he's turning our election system into reality TV. And that goes a little ways. But when you have the real honest to God opposition research that is done and that digs down deep into the nitty gritty of someone's life, the truly painful skeletons that come out that will crush people when it comes to trying to convince a nation to vote for them. Donald Trump cannot survive that. And nobody that is a serious political candidate is in any way scared of him because they know he can't survive it.
He's surviving, I think, because Hillary hasn't done anything about him. Myself, I believe that. Nobody has. I think the only way to deal with him is put that Carly Fiorina and maybe Ann Coulter together.
The thing that we need to keep track of is if they thought he was a real honest to God threat, someone would have hit him by now.
Well, come on, John. The RNC don't even respond.
Because that's what I'm saying. He's not a serious threat. Someone would have hit him by now, figuratively, like politically.
But
they would have hit him. He's not a real threat. He's leading in the polls because he's playing a football game where there's no opposition on the field. Is he making yardage? Yeah, he's making yardage. There's no defense.
You don't think he's not saying what his following wants to hear?
Yeah, he absolutely is. I mean, he's playing football when there's no other team. Is he making yardage? Yeah. In fact, he's scoring touchdown after touchdown because there's no other team there.
Well,
you put another team there, and then they're going to slap him around the field.
That's why I say there's no competition, and I'd put Coulter and Carly Fiorina together.
Well,
I mean, those are two vicious, venomous Republicans.
I don't know. That might be something to see, but I've got to leave it there, my friend.
All right, be safe.
See
you next week.
All right, and let's go to line two. And Cassius, you are on with John.
Thanks, John. When you were in this class getting your mind right, and you were the token, as you put it, token white man in there.
I said that jokingly, but yeah.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting that you're a stranger in your own land. But when did anybody take the time to define, let's say in two sentences or less, what they mean by white privilege? Because I'm very curious as to what the definition is.
The definition was essentially specifically dividing the two different ideas of institutional privilege and personal power. It's not talking about people having that kind of power. What they're saying is that institutions are put in place that support white people as the quote norm.
Mm-hmm.
That you would describe, there are people out there, there are institutions that would say there were three people out there at the park, but then they would say there are three black people at the park if they were black. That white is considered the norm. That white is considered somehow superior.
Okay, so I still don't see where the privilege comes in. Let's see.
Well, you don't face that as opposition. The lack of the opposition, I think, is the point.
Yeah, well, I've heard it defined differently in that somehow the white man automatically, by birthright, because he's born a Caucasian, automatically is privileged in the job sectors, in choices of school, in choices of where they live, and so forth and so on. In other words, they get the biggest piece of the cake for no other reason other than the fact of a genetic predisposition. I find the whole concept to be completely ludicrous, absurd, and nonsense. There is no privilege except privilege of the mind. You have a black man who's smart, he is privileged. You have a white woman who's smart, she is privileged, and ad infinitum. There's no such thing as an automatic privilege based upon your genetic predisposition. It is nothing but a leftist template to try to beat the white man over the head with. It's just another arrow in their quiver to try to make us feel guilty. And you even admitted to the fact that you felt guilty in this class. And I think I
admitted it on the air here to you, and I also said it in the class. It became quite the 2.5 hour long, very intense discussion that was very, very rewarding, I think, for everyone, especially me.
Yeah.
Let me mention something, only because I'm pushed on time. Let me push back a little bit on something that you said.
Sure.
You said that that there is no white privilege. Now, that's a conversation maybe we should talk the entire next show on. But there is a certain norm in the social construct that white is the norm. And what I mean by that is, and listen, these are my beliefs now, because I recognize that in the same way that I would put to you something different but parallel. And it is that if you look at any map, England is the center of the map. And England basically drew all of the maps, and that sort of Anglo-centric idea is right there on the maps.
We'll talk about it next week.
I want to do that. You know what? I will make most of the show on this subject next week. Cassius, thanks very much for the call. This is the John Brislin Show. And, boy, this got good at the end. I got to tell you, I was, well, it just got good at the end. Isn't that how it goes sometimes? So, to be continued, we will pick it up somewhere close to where we left off next week on the John Brislin Show. And remember that America is advanced citizenship. You seriously have got to want it bad, because it is going to put up a fight, and I will be here fighting for it with you and producer Denise Marmeyer on the other side of the glass every Saturday night at 9 o'clock. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of seven seals.
The new home of Sean Hannity in Las Vegas. News Talk 720, KDWN.